Thank you, Ernie, and happy Sabbath, everyone. I only have two scriptures, so if anyone's taking notes, I'll give the scriptures first. They're Proverbs 25:11 and Matthew 6:33. If you want a title, we rise by lifting others. I want to talk to you today about honoring one another. It's always important to honor God in everything we do, but we don't often think about how to honor each other. How do we do this? We can honor each other with our words, or we can honor each other with our actions. We can often think great things about another person, and yet for whatever reason, we keep the positive thoughts to ourselves. Why? If we think someone looks great, or has blessed us in some way, etc., why not tell them? You would be amazed at how a simple compliment can really brighten someone else's day. I find this particularly important to do when there are seniors involved, because I often think maybe there's no one at home to tell them how great they look or how distinguished they are. It's always nice to see their faces light up when someone smiles and gives them some encouragement. In reality, we all need encouragement. A kind word goes far. We're told in Proverbs 25:11 that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. Gold and silver are precious commodities, and so are our words, our kind words. Our words can lift a person up or knock them down. Our words can provide comfort and compassion, or can be harsh and discouraging. The choice is ours to make. We have control over how we express ourselves and the tone in which we do it. We can say the nicest words, but if the tone is off, the message may not be conveyed as we had intended. Or worse yet, maybe it will. Our hearts will be shown through our words. What we truly feel and believe will come out at some point. But what we do, when we do it, should be done with a pure heart. Motivation is very important to recognize and deal with. If we only give to impress others or to try to win someone's favor, then we're better not to give it at all. If we try to manipulate others through our actions, then we are not giving with a pure heart. The only reward we receive is human praise. If we truly want to please God and have spiritual rewards, then we're to give wholeheartedly, generously, and without hidden motivation. We should give because we truly love and want to bless others. Then we give as God wants us to and honor Him as a result. When God gives, He gives His very best. He gave His Son Jesus so that each and every one of us would be forgiven and have eternal life. The giving has been done. Jesus has paid the price. The question remains, will we receive His gift? That question has eternal implications. I would advise anyone choosing seriously and wisely, if we have not already done so, accepting Jesus as the Lord of our life gives our life meaning and purpose. To live apart from Him, on human strength alone, is limiting, to say the least. Have you ever thought that the decision with the strong motivation can affect our futures? If we try to manipulate God, rush His timing, or force His hand for only wanting to save our skins, we miss the point. We should eagerly seek God, Matthew 6:33, and do His will and seek His will for our lives. We should wait expectantly for His plan to unfold. We need to seek Him, not just what we feel that He can do for us. We should give honor to the Creator for all things and honor each other through love and respect. And this is part one. We rise by lifting others.